Hello and welcome to Rompers Talk Football, and today we'll be taking our Bundesliga predictions. I know it's already started, but it's the weekend, so here are my predictions. And I hope you enjoy. So in 18th place, I've gone for Armenia Bielefeld. Now, Armenia Bielefeld just have a second tier quality squad. It's nothing against them. They're kind of like the Paderborn of this year. They have no real standout players, and I just think that they're going to get relegated exactly the way Paderborn were relegated. And it's nothing against them. If they stayed up, I'd be totally fine. I just think they're getting relegated. They got a draw against Frankfurt, but I think that form is going to drop off. So put them into 18th. 17th, I'm going for Mainz. Mainz were great. Mainz had a horrible first part of the season last year, and the second part of the season, they were great. But I feel like they're going to get relegated this year. It's probably not going to happen. But who knows? They had a good second half of the season, and they have a decent roster with Pierre Koundé, Robert Quaison, Boetius, Mateta, Saint Just, and a lot of other players. And they have enough to stay up, but I just think they're getting relegated. Next, I've got Stuttgart. Stuttgart lost their first game, but they showed today that they had fight. They were down 3-0, and they still managed to score two goals and had 26 shots and 7 on target. And I think that they played well, and they have enough to stay up. They'll come 16th, win the playoffs. And they have some talented young players like Nicolas Gonzalez. So put him in 16th. 15th, I'm going for Augsburg. Augsburg, I kind of like them. They won the first game. They have a good keeper in Gikiewicz. They got Daniel Caligiuri from Schalke, who used to be their captain, so that's a great player. They've had two good additions. And then you already have players like Niederlechner, who's a consistent 15 goal season striker, a midfielder like Strobel, and then you have Gregoric, who came from Schalke. Ruben Vargas scored today, and they have a great backup keeper in Thomas Kubek, who. And then they have young players like Felix Götze, and all around, I think they have enough to come 15th, and they might even come mid-table this year. All right. For 14th, I've got Köln. Köln had a great season last year, but they kind of dropped off in form. They lost the first game today, but I think that Köln weren't too bad. They scored a goal. They had an intelligent signing. They got Sebastian Anderson. I think that's a great signing from Union Berlin, considering he also scored today. Then they already have a German international in Jonas Hector. Modeste can pick up form, and I know they got rid of John Cordoba, but as I said, they have replaced him adequately. They have a good keeper, Timo Horn. He's reliable. He doesn't really make that many mistakes. And they strung together a decent squad around them with players like Elvis Rexabach, Andre Duda, Oskan, J. Jacobs, and everyone else. They also have a good backup in Ron Robert Zieler. 13th, I've got Union Berlin. Listen, Union Berlin just lost two of their good players, but still, they got Max Kruse from Fenerbahce, who I think was a great signing because he's gonna get back into gear. They have a solid defense with Subotic and Christopher Trimmel. Robin Nook. I think that they have a solid mid-table team who will bully around, play physically. Not really fun to watch, but they'll squeeze out some draws against big teams and just find a way to grind out results and get themselves to 13. 12th, I've got Werder Bremen. All right, they just got demolished by Hertha Berlin, but I think they'll pick up form. Rashica didn't play. I think they have, if Chong can break out, Josh Sargent can step up. I think that they have those are two talented players. Rashica, again, I feel like he has enough talent. Like last year, he had 8 goals and 5 assists. I think he has enough to score 15 goals and get like 10 assists and get some Gnabry stats. He's good enough to do that. And they have other good squad players like Ludwig Augustinsson, who's actually a Swedish international, Nicholas Folkrug, Yuya Sako, Jiří Pavlenka, Eggestein, Davy Klaassen, Omar Toprak. And I do not see why they just lost that game. I don't know. They've had bad form, but they have a good squad, and I think they have enough to pull through and finish 12. All right, 11th, they got Hertha Berlin. All right, so they had a flying start to the season, and they have a great squad, but I think that some point they're going to have a mid-season meltdown. They might surprise us, but they kind of always like start their seasons well. Like last year they got a draw against Bayern, but they lost a lot of games, and they beat Köln 4-0, and then they beat Düsseldorf. So I think that Hertha won't do as well, and they'll finish 11th, even though they had a flying start to the season. 10th, I'm going with Schalke. Listen, Schalke could very easily be relegated with the way they're playing. They played like they had 8 people on the field against Bayern. They conceded so many easy chances, but they have a great squad. And I just think that some point in, Wagner's getting sacked. They're going to get some guy, like, I don't know, maybe like Ralf Rangnick or something, to like steady the ship and try to get them into 10th. And then they'll try to find a better coach. I just think that Schalke, they're going to have a nightmare season, but they'll find a way to pull it to 10th. 9th, I'm going Freiburg. They won their first game, but they still managed to concede 2 goals to a newly promoted team, and I think that's unacceptable. They already lost their main creative source, Luka Waldschmidt. They still have a good squad. They have Nils Petersen and Lucas Höhler, who can score goals. Höhler missed a lot of easy chances last year in the Bundesliga. Then they have a solid midfield, and they have players like Jonathan Schmidt, Florian Müller, and who just aren't bad, but they're not going to be world stars or anything, but they're good. They lost Robin Koch, but still, I think they'll be fine, and they'll finish a solid 9th place. 8th place, I'm going for Wolfsburg. Wolfsburg have a good squad. They have Maximilian Arnold, one of the best midfielders in the league, in my opinion. Weghorst, one of the best forwards in the league. They have players like Roussillon, Josef Brekalo, John Brooks, William, Renato Steffen, Schlager, Gerhardt, and Joao Victor Felix Klaus, Paul Grinches. They have no weakness, but their players just don't have enough quality to finish into the Europa League spots this year. All right. For 7th, I'm going for Frankfurt. Frankfurt are just barely going to make it into Europe. Daichi Kamada is going to field it this year, because after he started playing last year, he was on fire. Andre Silva is going to, if he's on form, then he's a brilliant striker. He scores like 10 goals if he's like an on-form run. He has his dry patches, which is why they have players like Bas Dost. Philip Kostas consistently gets like 12 assists this season. You got solid defenders in Makoto Hasebe, who's getting old. Martin Hinteregger. Then you have good fullbacks. And again, like Wolfsburg, there's no weakness in this team, but they don't have enough quality. All right, so sixth, I got Hoffenheim. I love this team. They got Kram. They have so many great strikers. And I think that goals is definitely not going to be a problem. They got a great midfield. They got great wingers in Skov and Ilhas Bebu can play on the wing. They got Pavel Carter back. And then their defense is solid. They haven't sold anyone. Like, they got Kevin Vogt back. They got players like Ishak Belfodil. And they have a great, great young talent in Christopher Baumgartner. He had 7 goals and 2 assists last year. He was only 21. He only played 26 games. He's such a wonder kid. And he's going to have a field day this year. And so they're going to finish 6th. 5th, I'm going for Leverkusen. Leverkusen just like lost Havertz and Ballin, and they're gonna be as good as they were in every position except for midfield and forward. Exequiel Palacios and Nadim Amiri could do really well, and that's great. And they got Patrick Schick and Benjamin Henriks, who can be great signings. But I just think they're gonna finish 5th because they don't have that creative source that Havertz had. And I think that Florian Wirtz, Paulinho, Exequiel Palacios, they're just not good enough to replace Kai Havertz. So they're going to finish 5th. 4th, I'm going for Leipzig. This is probably a controversial pick, but listen, they have a great squad. They have one of the best defenses in the league. They have a great midfield and great forward line, but I think the Hwang Hee-chan hasn't proven himself in a big league. He has not proven himself in a big league. And Yusuf Poulsen has scored more than 10 goals once. In all his seasons in the Bundesliga, he scored more than 10 goals once. And I just think that's not good enough. So I think they're going to finish 4th. But a couple of points away, just like 1 or 2 points away from 3rd. For 3rd, I'm going for Borussia Mönchengladbach. Mönchengladbach are going to be great this year. Listen, they haven't sold anyone. Like Leverkusen, Leipzig have sold some great players. Mönchengladbach have managed to keep onto that squad and have no drops in quality. They got Marcus Thuram, who's constantly improving, as is Breland Mbolo, because he's sorting out his injury issues. Dennis Zakaria is also improving. Jan Sommer is one of the best goalkeepers in the world. Alisson Play is one of the best forwards in the world. They have an intelligent signing of Valentino Lazaro. Then they have Florian Neuhaus, Patrick Hermann, Lars Stindl, Ginter, Jonas Hoffmann, Elvedi Liner, and Oscar Vent, and Ben Sabaini too. So they have just so much quality in that team. And yeah, they might be tired up in European football, but I think they're going to have a great season. They're going to make like quarterfinals of the Champions League and come 3rd in the Bundesliga and all together have a field day this year. Like Alisson Plea and Marcus Thuram, one of them will hit 20 goals this year. And I just see them doing really well. 2nd, I got Dortmund. Dortmund have one of the best young cores in the league. They got Jadon Sancho, Haaland, Bellingham, Reyna, Reinier Jesus, Yusuf Moukoko, Matteo Mori. And they have so many other quality players like Marco Reus and Thomas Meunier, Thorgan Hazard, Emre Can, Julian Brandt, Roman Bürki, Hummels. So they have a great blend of youth and age. But I think that a team coming up, they're not as good as a team that just came off winning a treble and just smashed Schalke 8-0. And 1st, I'm going for Bayern. This is probably like a boring SL pick. But who else can I pick? Yes, they lost Thiago, but they have budding young players who can start to fill in that void. Like Mikel Cuisance will get a lot more games. I think that Sané has been absolutely great against Schalke. And I know Schalke aren't a great opponent to test out your strengths on. But they got out Thiago. And the thing is, he didn't even play all the games. Joshua Kimmich and Leon Goretzka were played all the games in that position, and they also have quarantined Tolisso. So I think that Tanguy Kouyaté and Michael Cuisance can play there too. I think that they're sorted in midfield, and I think that Thiago's departure will be missed, but not as much. They're solid on the wings and attacking midfield. You got the Roenberger, Thomas Muller, who is just an insane player, and you got Robert Lewandowski, and Davies is coming into fitness, and you have three great keepers in Ulreich, Nubel, and Manuel Neuer. So there's going to be a lot of competition there. And I think that there's so many great players that all the starting lineup players in the starting lineup will be challenged to get better. And Hansi Flick's system hasn't failed. Like, they hadn't lost a game in 2020. Actually, no. They haven't. They haven't lost a game in 2020 that was in an actual competition. They lost a friend. They lost some friendlies, but that's not what I mean. They haven't lost a Bundesliga game, Champions League game, or a Pokal game since by the start of 2020. And yeah, they're coming first. All right, so that's the end of the podcast. Hope you recommend it to everyone you know. Send me a message through Anchor. Tell me what can improve. And that's it.